Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
According to CNN, Eddie Garcia, a former security officer at the Intercontinental Hotel, testified about his involvement in the 2016 video of Sean Diddy Combs physically assaulting his former girlfriend, Cassie Ventura. Now, Garcia testified that his boss sold the video footage to Diddy for $50,000. He said his boss told him to deliver the footage to Diddy. And after confirming it was the only copy of the video, Garcia said Diddy handed him $100,000 in a paper bag and asked him to sign an NDA with a $1 million penalty. The security guard also said that he was nervous that Cassie would file a police report regarding the incident, but Diddy allegedly FaceTimed Cassie and said, "Let him know that you want this video to go away." Cassie told Garcia that she had a movie premiere coming up soon and it would be a bad time for the footage to leak. Garcia also said he bought a used car with the $30,000 that he took from Sean Diddy Combs' payout, and he said that Diddy suggested he not make any big purchases with the cash. He also gave $20,000 to a fellow security guard on duty. That's in quote, and that was part of his testimony. Now, according to U.S. News, Garcia signed an immunity order, meaning he won't be prosecuted for what he said on the stand if he told the truth. So there you go, guys. What do you think?
So he got 100. He gave 50 to his boss. Took 30, bought a car, and 20 to another security person at the hotel.
Yes.
Yeah. Everybody got paid that night.
Yes.
He paid everybody off.
So with that testimony, Steve, is that RICO? Is that part the payoff?
Now when you start doing stuff like that, that's when you have a problem. Payoff. That's tampering with evidence. That's you know, I don't know all the charges, but you know, when they start going and they find out that you paid somebody off to conceal something, that's covering up stuff. I don't know the legal terms for it.
Right.
But
right.
Now they into some, hey man, what you doing?
Right.
Now you paying people off for silence and all like here. That's one of the reasons he didn't get bail, because they knew he would be witness tampering. Mm-hmm. If he was at the house, he couldn't get house arrest or nothing, because he had once he found out he was getting arrested, he called this one girl 52 times in a day to get her to fix her story. And yeah. Once again, when you get Cassie brought into the thing saying, tell him that you want this copy to go away. And she goes, I got a premiere coming out and it would be bad timing. That wouldn't have hurt her at all in the movie premiere. But I think that leads to some more, because, you know, he can't be charged for the beating that he gave that girl. because it passed the statute of limitations. Right. He can't get charged for that. But all of that is why we in court today. Once that footage came out, they went, hold up, man, let me look at her claim again. And everything in her claim was true. And so then once they saw that sex trafficking and all that, man, that's going to be the problem.
Okay.
Because, you know, look, once you start flying in sex workers and all this, and then people are saying I was in there against my will, it was held up as bribery, this was embezzlement, I was being forced to do this, coercion. You know, once you start using the collusion, they come up with all types of words when they want to get you. Just know this. They don't have him sitting there for no reason. They ain't got this man locked up for no reason. He
you
did
mean in
something.
The government. Yeah, the federal charges.
That ain't how they work, man. Not the FBI. Once them alphabets come for you, they got information.
Yeah. All right. Well, Diddy has pleaded not guilty to the charges that include, just like you said, Steve, racketeering, conspiracy, and sex trafficking. If convicted on all counts, he could face up to life in prison. All right. So let's move on in entertainment news. Rumor has it that reality stars Todd and Julie Chrisley's daughter, Savannah Chrisley, is looking into the Tory Lanez case after her parents were pardoned by President Trump. Now, according to U.S. News, Savannah Chrisley said she recently spoke to Tory Lanez's father and plans to visit him in prison. She also revealed that she's reviewing the case files herself and believes there may have been many major problems with how the case was handled. Okay, so now she's a lawyer. Tory Lanez is currently serving a 10-year sentence for shooting Meg Thee Stallion in the foot, and he is currently recovering. You know, we talked about this last week, or not too long ago, from being stabbed.
I saw the Meg Thee Stallion documentary. And the night of what they're saying is alleged shooting, he tried to say dance and he shot her and the bullet fractured and went up into her foot. He shot her. Now, all these real rappers coming out against her, talking about she's snitching and stuff, he shot that girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
And all these rappers came out when Drake came out on his side and all this here. Hey, man, y'all got to freeze that mess. You can't be shooting women. And they drugged that girl, man. That girl went through
a
lot.
They still are. Yeah.
They drugged that girl. And it's unfair you got to be the victim twice.
Right.
Watch Meg Thee Stallion's documentary and watch what that girl was going through, man. It's really, really interesting.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.